going to be something that I would have to ramp up for, because I can literally die from a single bullet.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and not that you couldn't just shoot another wizard back.
Right. Like, you're here. Every tab is 10 ads. Eat my ads!
Hello, everyone. This is Big Campaign Stories. We're an actual play Pathfinder podcast set in a kind of a corporate magic-style world. Think Snow Crash, but with magic. I'm here with John, introducing his character.
Hi, everybody. I'm John, just like you were just told. And my character is Lucius Estebold. He is pretty much the head of Bold Requisitions, which is the company that everybody's going to be working for.
Right. And why did Lucius start Bold Requisitions?
Lucius did not start Bold Requisitions. He was pretty much handed the company from his father, who didn't want it anymore. It's just kind of a side project that nobody in the family wanted. So we work mostly with Amon Investments and other banks.
Okay. Do other siblings also have companies, or does Lucius, did they push Lucius off on the repo business to get rid of him?
Pushing Lucius off on the repo business for sure. There would be siblings or cousins, whatever, that do successful things. This is a low-key, not-so-successful business. And we're going to do what we can to make some money.
All right. So what is Lucius? Class, race?
Lucius is a human. So human that he is magically human. I am a sorcerer, but try to keep that on the low key, and that's kind of easy to do in this big campaign world where there's guns and technology that can greatly eclipse magic, especially if you're a sorcerer. Sorcerer is not the best class.
That it is not. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see here. if you're sorcerating, what are your stats? What do you look like?
That's the best part. So statistically, physical stats, we're rocking a 9 for strength, 10 dex, 11 con. I kind of wanted to go the 9 for the con to play up the kind of weaker character, but it's hard to live in this world with a negative stat in your con.
Yeah, you need hit points.
Got to have the hit points. As for the Int, Wiz, and Cha, we've got 14, 13, and 15. Sorcerer, Charisma's got to kind of beat your top stat. I don't really roll all that good. At least it's not too negative. Casters usually want a higher stat to start with, but it's just going to be all right.
Not only impressively average, that is exactly NPC stats.
Just what we're going for. And we'll see how long I live.
Yeah, just oozes hero.
But yeah, especially hopefully hanging out with the other teammates, they'll be able to kind of step up for me. And it's kind of, as I understand, developed in some of their backstories.
Alrighty. And then I guess you're the one who has Bold and you have the team, what would be Lucius's motivations? Like what's driving him forward?
Right now, simple motivations for a simple first level character. Just trying to make ends meet financially. And that's pretty much it. Trying to just kind of get ahead. Trying to get rich. How I progress as a character. Because you got to be something more than that, right? I intend on developing that throughout the game. And who knows? Maybe we're going to go good. Maybe we're going to go bad. It all really just kind of depends.
All right.
Historically, sorry, I've got a tendency to find myself going towards a good character. But we'll see.
Excellent. Well, yeah.
Let's not forget about what he looks like.
Ooh. What does he look like?
Lucius is slightly taller, but scrawny, kind of almost sickly, but not 30-year-old kind of guy. Hair slicked back. You can tell it's thinning. A little bit of a mustache that he's just not quite sure if he wants to keep. Keeps on like cutting it off, growing it back again, and wears the fanciest clothes that he could, just suit with a vest and obvious pistol at the side. but pretty average looking, kind of what you might imagine almost like a business person at a shop might look like from some sting punk world. I don't know.
Okay. So looking at the 1930s, 1940s shop owner.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of thing.
All right.
Just always looking a little bit tired, always looking a little bit annoyed.
Gotcha. The repo guy who could be easily confused for a detective.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you nailed it on that one.
Alrighty, excellent. Well, Ruby, I think we just have a couple other people to get intros from, and we'll see you in the game.
Sounds good.
Hey, the song you're listening to is called Bush Week. You can find it on nihilore.com. It's a fantastic website. They have all kinds of amazing Creative Commons use music, and I recommend everyone use it.